Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast, your go-to faith-based wellness podcast where we talk about all the things becoming your best self mentally, physically, and spiritually, but of course, while staying balanced and not restrictive. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I am so pumped to have you here today listening. Today's episode is one requested by our HBH fam, aka you. We're going to be talking all about how to build your best self morning routine in 5 simple steps. Before we get into our topic though, we got to start off with our self check-in. So think of this like a time to just ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing before we get into the next fun topic. So wherever you are, just take a deep inhale through your nose, slowing things down, exhaling out, letting go of any tension in your mind, in your body, just release it with your breath. Now, asking yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling today? And as you answer, just never judging yourself for how you're feeling, but simply asking yourself, why do I feel how I feel? Oftentimes, our feelings are signals that something is either going really well or not going so well. Think of it like a car. So it's very important to pinpoint what caused this feeling and then get to the bottom of it. Next question I have for you is, have you hydrated your hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you've listened to the podcast, you already know, even if you have, we're all going to take a moment to just hydrate our bodies. In 3, 2, 1, cheers to some hydration, my gorgeous queen. Okay, next question is, what is one thing that I love about myself? So important to just love ourselves and compliment ourselves and speak life over ourselves. You cannot love others well if you do not love yourself. It's very interesting. If you look at your life, you'll notice the times when you were the judgiest are the times when you were judging yourself the hardest. That is something that has really resonated with me this past year for sure. Okay, moving on to our next question though is, what is the feeling that I want to experience throughout my day? Maybe you want to feel more peaceful, more joyful, more patient. Just make a mental note of it because we're going to come back to it in this episode today. Last but not least, I want you to just take a moment to visualize your dream morning. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? What is the pace of this morning? Okay. Hang on to that as well, because we are going to be getting into all of the morning routine stuff. But of course, we must start off with our little life updates, life update time. Okay, so this past weekend, I went on a little spontaneous road trip to the Keys, the Florida Keys, with my husband, John, and with my baby, Belle. It was literally so fun, but it was very short. And let me tell you, that drive is usually like 2 hours long. 2.5 hours. It ended up being like a 5 hour drive because having a baby, she's on like a schedule. So we'd stop she eats every 3 hours. And so we would stop at her like eating times and feed and stuff. And it ended up just being a while because then we'd like get dinner and all the things. But it was so much fun. And we went on a boat ride and it was so amazing. Belle was actually thriving. She loved the boat so much. I think she's going to be in a little aquatic girly as she gets older. It was truly so much fun. Like, we were visiting John's cousin and his wife. Shout out Brenna if you're listening. Love you. It was so much fun. And we went to their church and we went to some yummy restaurants. And yeah, it was like chill. We played games. Honestly, I feel like I've entered the era of my life where like an ideal night, a weekend night, is like hanging out with friends, playing games, and just having fun and like talking. I feel like I used to be such not a game person. I would always joke that I like hated playing games, and now I feel like I'm in my adult era where I'm just like so into it. I think this is growing up, you guys. I think growing up means enjoying games with friends and family. Maturing, my frontal lobe has officially developed. Anyways, it was so fun. Definitely glad to be home. I feel like today has been so weird because usually Sunday is like my day to just chill and rest, but we were traveling yesterday, like driving home, and we got in not like super late, but I didn't have like time to reset. So this morning I slept in and I kind of had like a reset, but also a work day, if that makes sense. So kind of weird. I don't know if any of you guys have experienced that when you're like back from vacation, but immediately hop back into working. So trying to give myself some grace today, realize that it is okay to not have an uber productive day every single day and to simply meet ourselves where we are and not get in our heads about it, not overthink it, but simply give ourselves grace and love and treat ourselves how the Lord treats us. Okay, that was a bit of a ramble. I have one more like thing I want to share, a little life update. I went to my friend's Bible study on Friday night and it was so amazing because she was just like talking so much about our identity in Christ and talking about like how like the words we speak over ourselves are just so important. We must speak life-giving stuff over ourselves. We literally have so much authority and it is kind of wild to think about how much power our tongues hold, truly. God literally spoke into existence this world and we are made in his image. So think about that. Like if we're made in God's image, if we're children of God, we hold authority through him. His words literally created a planet. What can our words do when we speak over ourselves, over other people? So I just challenge you before we get into the episode to really think about that. Like, are you speaking word curses over yourself? Are you saying, I am stupid, LOL, I am such an idiot, things like that as a joke, but kind of like don't actually mean it, you know? So I want you to just really think about that. I've been kind of being mindful about what I'm saying over myself and being a little bit more like, okay, like, am I talking life into myself or am I like making myself the butt of a joke and being kind of rude to myself? So I just want to just encourage you guys with that. Like, your words do hold power. You can literally wake up and say, I walk in the favor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like, I walk in God's favor. You can speak things out. Like, it is so cool what our words do. Okay, that's kind of what I've been learning recently in my just spiritual walk with God. I think I've also been learning about just like our authority, really, really soaking in the fact that we are royalty. It is really cool to just have that revelation. Like, you are a queen if you're listening to this. Like, you are literally a child of the Lord. He is royal. We're royalty. He's on a throne. Like, so cool, you guys. Okay, also other really random just fun fact thing I realized is that in the Florida Keys there are tons of crocodiles. What? I didn't realize that. I didn't realize how many crocodiles there are in the Florida Keys. I always thought that like alligators were a huge thing in Florida, but crocodiles? Did not know. So fun fact for you there. Anyways, Florida wildlife truly does baffle me. I feel like we got everything down here. But let's just get right into our episode today. I, of course, made us a little outline. I feel like these outlines help us a lot in these episodes. And this is just a 5-step plan to help you build your best self morning routine. I believe our mornings really set us up for success. I believe that our morning can set the tone of our day. And so I asked you the question at the beginning of, how do you want your morning to make you feel? Like, how do you want to feel in your morning routine and throughout your day? Because ultimately, our goal as we set up our morning routine is to create that feeling for ourselves every single day. I think personally, one of my goals for my morning routine is I want to feel very peaceful. I don't want to feel like I'm in a hurry. So I want to have a routine that makes me feel that way, that makes me feel grounded, present, all those things. So I have built us this 5-step plan that will help us hit all of the points of feeling amazing mentally, physically, and spiritually. So before we get into it, if you haven't already, I want you to just set your goals for your routine. Think about how do you want your routine to make you feel. If you need to pause the podcast, grab a pen and paper, write this down, be my guest, or maybe you get your phone notes out and you write this down, but really just write down the goal you have. How do you want to feel from this routine? Okay, so let's dive right into step number one. It actually is so wild to think about this, but our morning routine starts the night before. And let me just share with you my personal experience with this. Since having Belle, my days start pretty much every day. They have to start by 7 a.m. And just like not to get super off topic, but John and I have been splitting up taking care of Belle in shifts, which I have found to be absolutely amazing. I know everyone parents differently, but this has really helped us. So basically what this is we follow the Moms on Call book schedule. It has been a game changer. One of my friends recommended it to me. I cannot recommend it enough to you guys. If you're needing some structure in your day as a parent, this book is really good for that because that's what I was needing. I'm a very routine type of person. I have a business, so I definitely need to make sure that I can like find just structure. Like I just needed that with running a business and also having a baby and all the things. So we've been following that and it's been cool because usually what happens is John will take the first shift that goes from 7 a.m. her wake up time until 1 p.m. and then I'll take the shift from 1 p.m. till she goes to bed at 7:30. So we'll kind of alternate. Some days looks different, but essentially every day is 7 a.m. start time. If I'm on morning routine shift or if I'm teaching a class, I start at 7 a.m. So I'm pretty much every day 7 a.m. I have something. So that being said, I think it's really good to just think about the night before. Like, are you setting yourself up for success? Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLY for 15% off today. It really does start the night before, because if I know I'm waking up at latest 7 a.m., I gotta go to bed relatively early so I can get enough sleep. If I don't go to bed early, then I just have noticed that the entire day, the next day, is just, I feel like I'm kind of like in a cloud dream, just really tired. So definitely encourage you to consider your future self when you are operating in your night routine the day before. And I can do a whole episode on night routines if that would help you as well. If you like this type of episode, I can totally do it. So just let me know in the comments below. If you're listening on Spotify. Okay, so it starts the night before, prep for success. Some ways you can prep for success are laying out your workout clothes in advance, prepping your breakfast. If you gotta get out the door, you can set your alarm so you don't have to avoid like any sort of decision fatigue in the morning. That is what these steps are gonna help you with. If you read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, he actually does talk about this. It's really cool. Like, you can make your life so much easier and eliminate decision fatigue if you basically prep for things. So like, let's say you have been having a hard time showing up for your workouts. If you put yourself in workout clothes for the day, you're more likely to work out because you don't have to make the decision that same day of what am I going to wear? What kind of workout am I going to do? There's so many decisions that we make on a daily basis that by the end of the day can feel exhausting. So this just eliminates that. So pick out your workout clothes, maybe prep your breakfast. And I also wrote down, like, I like having a to-do list every day. So the night before, think about your next day. What are high priority items? Write them down. Give yourself a little task list. 5 things to start with is usually a good rule of thumb. And then this helps you just feel like less stressed, especially as you're operating in the morning routine. You know what you have already that day, so you don't have to be like focusing on, oh, like what do I need to do during this day? I feel like you have to have like a rush start so you can get everything done. Because like the night before, you already figured out like what is the high priority stuff that you're going to be doing. Okay, step number 2 is super crucial to your body's and your mind's health, is hydrate first thing in the morning. So you've planned your day out, you've like already prepped for your morning routine the night before. Step 2, you wake up and I want you to immediately grab your water next to your bed and hydrate yourself. Hydration is literally so important. And I actually did some research for you to tell you some benefits of why it's important to drink water first thing in the morning. There are so many areas of your health that this is going to benefit. Okay, I'm going to read out some things. It helps you have better skin. Dehydration can actually damage your skin. So when you drink water in the morning, your skin's gonna be more hydrated. It can reduce wrinkles and also increase your skin's natural glow. You can have better hair when you hydrate first thing in the morning. Did you know that your hair is 25% water? What? That's so wild to me. So when your hair is dehydrated and you're dehydrated, it can actually cause your hair to be more dry and brittle. Also, it can help with weight loss. Water doesn't have any calories. It can help you feel more full. And it's so cool because sometimes we can actually confuse our thirst for hunger. So this is like a little hack that has actually helped me for years now is usually I've noticed my body gets really hungry or I feel like I'm really hungry when I'm actually really thirsty. So a good way to be intuitive about what you're eating is you can drink water first, let it sit for a second, and then check in with your body and see if you're still feeling hungry. This is not me telling you to starve yourself. Absolutely not. It is literally science. It's me saying that your body can, in fact, confuse hunger and thirst. So it's important to really make sure you eliminate that dehydration box before you go and, I don't know, do something else. Okay, also, it can help a lot with your metabolism. It can help increase energy. It can boost your immune system. It can cleanse out your bowels. It can help with toxin flushing. It can help decrease heartburn, reduce headaches. Oh man, like there's so just many benefits. All of those things are from this website called Medicine Net. I want to give that credit. That's where I found these fun little benefits for you. And then also after you hydrate, I usually just drink like my water bottle. That's pretty much all the water I'll immediately drink. If you still feel thirsty, obviously go fill it up again. Keep hydrating throughout the day. So crucial. But the next thing is after you drink your water, make your bed. Did you know that starting the day with a completed task, like making your bed, it's a small one, but it can actually just boost your confidence and it sets your day off on a positive tone. This is so cool. Scientifically proven. There's so many just things about making your bed, the benefits of it. I love making my bed in the morning because one, it makes me feel like I'm have my life put together. And then two, it helps my just space not be so cluttery. I think that's really important for your mental health throughout the day is not having a cluttered home. So those are the first like little two just easy peasy, check it off things you can do to help with the mind and bod. So now we're moving on to our step number three, and this is where we're going to start taking care of our spiritual health. I think it's really important to just put your priority, what is most high priority for you first in the morning routine. I like to get the little basics out of the way first, and then spiritual health is like the most just, I just have to start with it. So what I love to do is I love to grab either my little devotional or I'll read the Bible or I'll just pray or I'll do all of the above. And I would say that my quiet time in general, it ranges. I have days where I have 5 minutes with the Lord, days where I have 30 minutes with the Lord, an hour. Like you kind of got to make this, just adjust it for whatever your day looks like. But I think it is so important to just kick off your day with Jesus, because ultimately he's the one who gave you a new day. He's the one that breathes life into your lungs. And I found the days when I start with the Lord, like those days I feel the most grounded. I feel the most just like at peace. And this is where we go to what is, how do you want your day to feel? And this is why I think starting with the Lord, it is just, it's like having a coaching call first thing in the morning about literally everything in your life. And that's how I look at it. Also, I think a cool way you could start to just make your day very grounded and all the things is you can also write down things you're grateful for, maybe thank the Lord for these things. Just starting the day on that right path is so crucial. So that's a spiritual check mark there. And then step number four is we're going to focus on our bodies. So I personally, this is something that I want to work on. And I just want to say like my morning routine is absolutely not where I want it to be yet. But I kind of made this outline thinking about like, what do I want my morning to look like also? Because I feel like this is just such a game changer, having that good morning routine. And the next step four is getting in some energizing movement in your day. Oh man, like getting outside specifically, if you can go outside to get your movement, I think that is just so important. Like there's something so amazing about going outside, getting the fresh air. If it's sunny outside, getting that fresh sunlight, even if it's freezing cold, it'll like wake up your whole body. You just feel like more awake, more connected to just everything. Nature is so awesome. And I think it's so important to get out in nature and move our bodies, get your body waking up, move those legs. I love to go on a walk in the morning. I love to do a Pilates workout. Even if it's 10 minutes, just do something to get your body moving. Maybe do some like 5 jumping jacks outside. Just do something, okay? Moving your body is really good too because it can help boost your mood. It can help boost your metabolism. So many fun benefits. And also a little consistency hack for you. Just keep it simple. Keep it something you like to do, because when you like to do that type of workout, that movement, it becomes something you actually look forward to rather than making it a chore. Maybe you even pair your workout with a cup of coffee, or you pair it with something that like you already love to do. Like, let's say you don't like working out, pair it with something that you do like to do, and it'll make it just so much more enjoyable. I love to work out with a friend and hang out with my friend, because like that usually gets me moving and having a good time. Okay, so that is our step four, is movement. Step number five is the final step in this, and I want you to nourish your body and your mind during this time. So an example is breakfast. Oh my gosh, like you guys, breakfast is so game changing. You gotta nourish yourself, especially if you worked, like did a workout or you went on a walk, like you gotta replenish. And I know people have so many mixed opinions on breakfast. I know some people feel like it makes them feel nauseous. Some people just don't like it. Some people are doing like fasting. Listen, like if breakfast isn't your jam, that's totally fine. But I personally feel like when I eat a good nourishing breakfast, I just feel so fulfilled. Like we got our movement in, we got our breakfast in, we got our spiritual walk with the Lord in. Like it's so just good. Oh my gosh. And it doesn't have to be a crazy breakfast or anything, but something that you just like makes you feel good. And some of my favorite breakfasts I personally like, I love a good yogurt bowl. I love making eggs on toast. I love avocado toast. I love protein pancakes. Kodiak cakes are my jam. I love them so much. You could do overnight oats, chia seed pudding. You got so many options. And if you're on the go, chia seed pudding is a really good one. You can make the night before, put it in a little cup to go, grab it for your work life or the road or whatever. And yeah. Also, I feel like this is such a fun time, like cooking breakfast, to really just like turn on your brain. So maybe you grab a podcast, not grab a podcast, but you listen to a podcast during this time, or a sermon, or you listen to an audiobook, or you listen to some music that you love. If you want to worship music, like I feel like this is a great time to just start to get the brain stimulated and ready and turned on for your work day. So that is just the final step. And then once you're done with that, once you've cleaned up your breakfast, your day can begin. So that is just a little step plan that I'd made that I hope helps you. I want to definitely implement that into my day. So let me know which steps you're going to try out. I'm really curious what your morning routine is going to look like. I think it helps to write down on paper your morning routine, get it out of your brain, have it in front of you, and be like, okay, I'm going to try this out for a couple of days. And if something in the routine just isn't working for you, ditch it. If you want to add something else to this list, add it. Like, I think starting simple is better than not starting at all, because you want to do everything perfectly. If your mornings feel rushed and it just feels like having all of this would just be way too much, then start with the most important thing to you. Maybe that is a workout. Maybe that is your spiritual health. Like, start with one thing and then slowly add on as you're able to show up for yourself in that one area. I think also it's really important to like think about, how much do I value having a morning routine? If you really value it, if you think it's really going to add to your life, but you feel like rushed, then wake up earlier. You truly can make your day whatever you want it to be. You have a lot of power. You don't have to let life happen to you. You can set your alarm 30 minutes earlier if you want to get that workout in. Ultimately, you can manage your day to prioritize what you want to prioritize. And that's where I said, like, the day before you're going to set yourself up for success. If you want to wake up at the crack of dawn, go to bed early. Like, you just got to make it how you want it to be. And you don't have to be legalistic about it. If one day looks like none of this, it's okay. Just hop back in the next day. And if you need to make it flexible on certain days, but other days you follow a longer routine, that's totally fine. Like, ultimately, this is your life. And all of these tips and tricks, everything that you consume online and you see online about becoming the best version of you, it truly can be catered to however you want to make it to be, because you know yourself so well. You know what your body needs. You know what your mind needs. You know what your spiritual health needs. There's no like one size fits all approach to anything in wellness, in productivity, in anything best self-oriented. And that is my little rant for you. I really hope that this helped you. I hope that you're feeling excited and inspired and ready to build a routine that makes you feel amazing and starts your day just so full cup-like. I think the goal of the morning routine is to fill your cup. It's to really just get yourself ready to have an amazing, amazing day. And it should be fun. It shouldn't be a chore. A morning routine should be a fun time for you. And yeah, if you love the podcast, leave a review. It helps me so much. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, let me know in the comments below which of these steps you want to try out. And let me know if you have any sort of topics you want me to talk about. This was seriously an episode requested by you guys. And let me see if I can actually pull up who recommended it. Oh, I'm going to give you a shout out. It's Legally Not Blonde. Shout out you. I really appreciate you for giving me this idea for this topic. It helps me so, so much as a podcast host also. And as always, you guys, if you love the show, tag me listening wherever you're at in this world, and I'll try my best to repost you. All right, have the best day. You go make the best morning routine ever that makes you feel so good. And I cannot wait to talk to you soon. Of course, as always, stay healthy and human. Bye. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.